Governor Newsom announced today that the signing of a bill that could alter the world of college sports. The new law permits college athletes in the state to get paid for their name, image, and likeness through endorsement deals, sponsorships, autographs, signings, and the like. Governor Newsom expects other states to now follow suit. The NCAA says it will sue. For some reaction to the new law, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with John Feinstein, sports columnist for The Washington Post. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So the NCAA says they're going to sue. What else is it saying about the law?
Well, the law has been a long time coming, Rebecca, because the NCAA refuses to change its system in which everybody gets rich except for the athletes, who are the ones playing the games, the ones getting hit on the football field, the ones bringing fans into the games, whether it be football or basketball or even some of the non-revenue sports. That's why this law is necessary. That's why the governor did the right thing in signing it, even though it won't go into effect till 2023. What you said about other states following suit is very critical, because the NCAA is already threatening to declare athletes from California ineligible if they take money in any form after this law goes into effect. But if 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 states pass similar laws, they can't declare all of those athletes ineligible, and they'll be forced to come to the negotiating table. Right now, they're running around like Chicken Little, claiming the sky is falling, and the only reason they're making that claim is because the sky might be falling on some of their profits.
Interesting. So what's the likelihood you think that other states are going to do this, and soon?
I think other states will do this. I don't think anything will happen until 2023, that it'll take some time for these laws to go into effect around the country. And remember, it's not that the schools will be paying more money. You said it exactly correctly, that they can get sponsorships, that they can get paid for autograph shows, that athletes in non-revenue sports. I was a swimmer in college. I would now be allowed to make money giving swimming lessons, which before I wouldn't be allowed to do. Tennis players can give tennis lessons, things like athletes in non-revenue sports can also profit from this. And Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12 out there, put out a statement today saying this would have a huge negative impact on college sports because it would professionalize it. That's ridiculous. College sports are already professionalized. The schools are making millions and millions of dollars. They just don't want to see anybody else make millions and millions or even thousands of dollars.
Why? Why would they not?
Because they built a system that allows them to, in effect, get free labor. Now, a scholarship obviously has a cost, but the athletes who are on these scholarships bring in so much money from ticket sale revenues, from TV revenues, which have skyrocketed in the last 15 or 20 years, from extra admissions, from booster contributions, that they don't want that system touched. They want it to stay the same because it's a goose that's laying a golden egg for them.
Is there any downside that you see to this, like a, you know, unintended downside to the players?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, once you can't really predict exactly what will happen when any new system goes into place. You already have a situation in basketball where the top players are leaving after 1 year to turn professional. Supposedly, that rule is going to change. But if players have the ability to make more money while they're in college, you would think they might be more likely to stay in college longer. The one downside to this law that I see is that athletes are now allowed to hire agents while they're in college. The further away you get from agents, the better off your life's going to be.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And I say that as someone who has an agent.
My brother's an agent. I understand. Thanks a lot for talking to us. We appreciate it. That's John Feinstein. He's a sports columnist for The Washington Post.